Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I am Kate Romero, your host this evening, and I would like to show some gratitude to BBS Radio and Donald Newsom and his station manager and right arm, Seth, over there. And just want to say thank you to everybody at BBS Radio for providing us with this wonderful platform to raise consciousness using Hollywood. For my guest this evening, I have the wonderful Kate Mitchell, who is the founder and owner of the Aura Shop, which is in Santa Monica. And for all of you local folks in Los Angeles who have not heard of this shop, you're going to love what you hear on this show tonight because it's magic in your own backyard. I'll give you the website address for that so you can pull that up on your computers. That's www.aurashop.com. That's www.aurashop.com. And Kate is going to describe for us all the magical things that happen at the Aura Shop with her wonderful clientele and all the different things that she offers there. I have personally enjoyed some amazing speakers there in the Room of Ascension, where there is so much wonderful energy that it will absolutely make you levitate, which is ascension, I believe. So I'm going to just give you a little bit of Kate's background. She is the founder and owner of the Aura Shop in Santa Monica, a one-stop metaphysical store specializing in self-empowerment products and services. She's been reading auras and teaching the science of chakras and color for 10 years. Kate is a published author of short metaphysical stories, and she's a dedicated teacher, intuitive, and businesswoman. And I personally bought my beautiful goddess dress at that shop and wore it to my do-over prom birthday party recently. And without further ado, I'd like to bring on the lovely Kate Mitchell. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Kate. Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction.
You're welcome, and thanks for making time to be with us here. I know you closed your shop a little bit early so that we can have some time to have some chatting without ringing up products and, and using the cash register.
Absolutely. I'm here for you guys.
Wonderful.
All the wonderful things we do here.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I just want to give our listeners again your website. It's www.aurashop.com, and that's AURASHOP.com. And I'd also like to give you an opportunity to call in if you feel like it. The toll-free number is 877-876-5227 in the U.S. only. It's toll-free at 888-815-9756 Canada only, and the direct line is 530-876-3222. So at any time, if you want to call in and ask questions, you have any kind of curiosity about the different services that Kate provides there, like chakra overview or aromatherapy, color mapping, color and food, color and body, color and spirit, color and theory, video station, chakra readings, crystals. From A to Z, you have information on crystals. Is that right, Kate?
Yes, we do.
That's fantastic.
Teaching people, we don't just not a place where you just walk in, you purchase a crystal you're drawn to. We tell you about the properties. We teach you how to work with them, how to clear them. And we've kind of pride ourselves on being a very service-oriented store, not only for readings, but also to teach people about chakras and energy, and especially the crystals. That's the big thing that we offer here at the shop, is crystals and gemstone jewelry.
Oh, yeah, and you've got some gorgeous things. And I know we were talking when I was in your shop the other day for Alison Armstrong's book signing, who's the founder, creator of PAX Programs.
Yes, I love her, and I love her products.
Yes.
It's so important for us women.
Yes.
We can learn about our men.
Making sense of men. And I'm going to just give a shout-out to Alison Armstrong, and her website is understandmen.com. So if you guys want to check that out later, please feel free to do so, because that's one of the people you'll find at the Aura Shop. It's just an absolute treasure chest of inspiration and enlightenment. And you also have a light table there, don't you, Kate?
Yes, we have Arthur's light table, and it's an amazing transformational tool to use just on your own. You can come in anytime you want and lay on the light table. We'll put some nice, powerful hemisync music on for you, and you can have your own special journey. Or you can book a session with one of our practitioners. Whenever we do any work in that in the Room of Ascension, which is our special healing room, we use that table because that table, you know, facilitates, you know, great transformation and release for people.
And what exactly is the, what are the properties of that table? How does that work?
Well, the table is lit from the bottom. So when you lay down on the table, the gels, which are specifically formulated to the vibrational frequencies of your chakras, you're actually laying on light that's vibrating equal to the light that's vibrating within you. So you automatically start going into a balance, integration, release mode, whatever you need in any given chakra. It's also made out of copper and gold. You can have your choice whether you resonate with the copper or the gold. At the shop here, we have the copper, which is the more softer yin energy. And we find that works really good with our healing sessions. So the copper, copper's a conductor.
Right.
And also Arthur too put put vials behind each of the color gels filled with sacred water from all the different sites and flower essences and gemstone essences. So you have that going for you too, as well as he channeled an amazing sacred geometry that you're laying on, which adds a great amount of energy to the whole table. So the whole table just really facilitates either, you can go from a from feeling deeply relaxed and rejuvenated, like you've slept for days or been on a mini vacation, to an out-of-body experience.
Yes, I've been on a table such as that, and I've had that kind of sensation. I've had many, many different kinds of sensations on tables like that, and they're just amazing. And all you have to do is open yourself up to possibility and understand that everything is energy, and when you really come from a place of knowing and surrendering to everything is energy, then you can allow your own energy to be rebalanced on a table like that.
Absolutely.
But it's a willingness that you need to come in there with.
It actually is a willingness, and that has a great deal to do with it. But I'll tell you, even a few skeptics I've put on that table for like half an hour, and they're pretty blown away.
I bet. That's great. I love to see that. Somebody really go get on a table like that and get off of there and they're floating.
Yeah, they're going like, wow.
Yeah.
The first thing and what they say when they get off it.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And so you, some of the people there who do readings are Nicole Pigeot.
Yes, yes.
Joanna Garzilli, who's a friend of mine.
Yes.
And Sydney Angelique is your partner there.
She works with me in the shop and helps me out right now. And she's not really a partner, but she does do her readings in the shop. About 5 or 6 days a week, she's here helping us with the
what
shop
kind
and
of,
doing her readings.
Great. What kind of readings does Sydney do?
Sydney does like a very traditional psychic intuitive reading. However, she takes it one step forward and goes through each and every one of your chakras and clears the energy in them. So you get not only a wonderful intuitive reading, but you get the chakra clearing as well.
Right. Does she also go as far back as your Akashic records?
She can, yes, if that's necessary and she feels that that's what you need, she will. But it's all guided, you know, by her guides that she works with and your each person's guides to whom she calls in.
Wonderful. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I called mine in before this interview.
Me too.
I sense that. And so Anne-Marie Zoomer is another one of your readers there?
Yes, Anne-Marie Zoomer comes twice a year. She's bicoastal. And she also works in Toronto and New York. And she does her healings using crystals and predominantly and Reiki, and she's an ATP, which means she's been trained by Doreen Virtue. So
really?
She can connect to your guides. So she uses those three modalities in a healing session and on our light table in the Room of Ascension. And she teaches crystal energy therapy, which she has developed and created and founded herself every time she comes. So you too can learn how to do this amazing work, either for yourself and your family, or if you want to become a practitioner and add it to your tools of modality that you're going to use. And you can do that too. And I love these workshops that we do at the shop because they're very small. They're intimate workshops.
Right.
They're 10, 15 people, and you really get a lot of hands-on, you know, one-on-one experience with all of our teachers.
Yeah, well, I went to a workshop with Joanna Garzilli on how to attract your soulmate.
Yes.
And I have my soulmate.
There you go.
I've gone farther than soulmate. He's my God-intended sacred partner.
I love it, and I've met
him. You know who he is.
I know him, and I love to see you two together.
It's Thank you.
It's incredible.
Delightful. It's just delightful. I've never been happier.
Wow.
And you know, you never know what you're going to get in there. And when I did the guided visualization with Joanna of who this person was looking for me, it's just pretty amazing how closely that person I saw in my guided imagery looks like my sacred partner, John.
Wow. That stuff works.
It does. And I also wrote a short story called No Sex in the City about higher frequency love in September of last year.
Uh-huh.
And 2 months later, he showed up. So,
wow.
And that was,
I love
it. And writing that. And I'll tell you another thing I did. I bought a men's robe, a blue velvet Tommy Hilfiger men's robe
uh-huh.
from Macy's with matching men's house slippers.
I love it.
And I shopped for the perfect cologne, and I found after testing everything, I took a month to pick the best cologne of the man that I would want to smell forever,
uh-huh.
and I chose Givenchy. And I hung the robe in my closet, put the slippers under my bed, and this is me not dating for 2 years. And I sprayed the cologne a little bit every night before I went to sleep. And when John came into my life, when it was appropriate to do so, he tried on the robe and slippers, and they fit perfectly, and he's my cinder fella.
Oh, wow. I love hearing stories like that. And we get them every day at the shop. We hear amazing things like that.
Well, you know, that's what's normal.
Yeah, it's normal for us.
Yes, that's what's
yes.
normal. What
yes.
having complications and discord is not normal.
Exactly.
And what is normal is for everything to flow because you're open to it and you're allowing it and you understand that everything is energy.
Yeah.
And, you know, to have useful tools like crystals and the light table and readers, feng shui, you guys facilitate feng shui there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have workshops?
Mm-hmm. We don't have workshops, but we have a feng shui person that we refer to, and we provide the feng shui tools that you need after you've had your place feng shuied.
Oh,
crystals,
okay.
Swarovski crystals and those kinds of things.
Do you have tuning forks there?
We have tuning forks, yes.
And do you use them personally?
I use them a little bit myself. They're really fabulous for, like, they kind of just blow the cobwebs.
They do.
They're very, very strong.
Yeah, I use them in my work, too. I actually put them on the pulse points.
Oh, yes.
And
yep.
it just completely uh-huh. resets. It's like a rebooting.
Exactly.
Like your computer.
Yep.
And I know when I saw you last, as I was started to share, is that you will be having pretty soon an online store.
Yes, we're working towards that, absolutely.
And your website looks great. You recently launched that, did you not?
Yeah, well, we had a website for many years, and what we did was we felt it was time to make it a little bit more user-friendly and accessible to people, including ourselves, so we've redone it in the last month. So it's
really nice,
yeah.
And I just want to give our listeners that website again. It's www.aurashop.com, aurashop.com. And would you mind giving your address for our listeners?
Absolutely. We're at 2914 on Main Street in Santa Monica. The zip, if you want to do a map quest, is 90405. And if you know Santa Monica, it's on the Main Street near Ashland, closer to the Rose where it goes into Venice.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very close to the Venice border,
mm-hmm.
and we're about 3/4 of a mile south of Pico,
mm-hmm.
so it's easy access right off the freeway.
And what's parking like? Pretty easy?
Parking is pretty easy, actually. You can go on the street, or more likely, it's easier at the back. We have several blocks behind the shop and many blocks south of the shop
mm-hmm.
where you can park with metered parking, so parking's usually pretty good.
Yeah, I've never had a problem with that, and there's some really nice restaurants around there, too.
Oh, God, yeah. It's phenomenal. You've got, you know, real quick, easy stuff. You can just get a sandwich or you can go to a 5-star restaurant. There's a couple down here. So it's really in all different kinds of food. And we're a 5-minute walk from the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a glorious way, you know, if you don't live in the area, to spend a day.
Yeah, you really could get lost all day long there. And I know for myself, I've been in your shop for hours and hours and didn't even realize, you know, why is it dark outside? I just got here. But, you know, it's like a vortex in there,
yeah,
a good
totally.
One.
Yeah, it really is. And that's what we wanted to create. My son and I actually created it together. And he's gone off now to do his sound treatment. He's become a sound wizard.
Mm-hmm.
But when we made the shop together, when we sat down and started to project it and vision it, and we're looking at the space, we really wanted to create an environment where anybody could walk in the shop, and whether they stayed or left, they would have some kind of energy transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And with the help of a feng shui, you know, artist and our intuition and paint and movement and placement, I think we really have done that, because most people that walk in say, wow, what is it in here? It feels
yeah.
really great.
Yeah, that's true. And when we went to the book signing for Alison Armstrong,
yes.
and we walked in the Room of Ascension, I literally felt my hair stand up.
Wow.
It was amazing in there with the wonderful crystals that you have and all the pieces in there that are so incredible. Where do you get your things from? Because you have very unique taste. Do you do the shopping?
Well, I do a lot of the shopping, and my son Ryan, who's also a crystal wizard, does a lot of the crystal shopping for me too. And we just, you know, when we go to purchase crystals, they're alive. They're
yes.
from the mineral kingdom. They have a DNA and they have an energy. And we buy like as a surrogate, you know, parent. So we look for those crystals that really are alive and awake and that vibrate and that also are, you know, beautiful looking and have that special energy. So we handpick everything. We have a lot of sources. We go to shows all over the country. And we have some sources, you know, that warehouses and people that we work with in the area. And the crystals come from all over the world.
Yeah. And that's very interesting that you say the crystals are alive. They have energy and DNA and that whole thing. I have a crystal Bible, and I just lose myself in reading that book because
yeah.
it's fascinating when you start reading about the different properties.
Mm-hmm.
And
isn't it amazing?
It is amazing. And for me, my stone is lapis.
Mm.
And it's very good for, I understand, for me personally to help me get amnesia towards past life pain.
Oh, wow, I love that.
Right, and indigo is my color, which is, I will find that color here. Yes, I'm looking at my computer, and the internet's been on and off all day.
Well, you know, indigos are the bridges from the old world to the new world.
You know, that sounds that resonates with me very much. I was born an indigo child
mm-hmm.
to an atheist family, which is kind of interesting and shows I have a sense of humor
yeah.
as a young spirit. It was a very interesting, you know, way to feel when I was born, because I didn't come in knowing everything I know now. And it was a rough journey feeling, you know, like I could fit in somewhere with this burning desire to raise consciousness.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Indigos come in with.
Well, I think you needed that strength to build the bridge.
I did, absolutely. And I'm looking at the color indigo now. It's intuitive, clear, loyal, deep feelings, self-realized, relates to the third eye, visual organs, sinus, nose, and ears. And you have a whole wonderful array on your website about your aura colors.
Yes.
And when you get a person in front of you, do you do the aura color readings yourself?
I do a lot of them, and some of my staff can do them as well. And we have the Aura Video Station, which is a scientific biofeedback sensor system that analyzes your frequencies
mm-hmm.
and gives us a blueprint about what color you're vibrating at. And that's the basis of the way we do an aura reading.
Mm-hmm.
But we also are very intuitive ourselves, and we tune in so we can, you know, give like a one-of-a-kind, very transformational, personal reading. These readings are only 10 to 15 minutes, but they can be so transformational, I can't tell you. I mean, even in 5 minutes, you can have like a major shift.
Oh, sure you can. I mean, you just lift your burdens right off, and they just transmute into some wonderful energy that gives you peace and tranquility.
Exactly.
So, isn't it true that when you're reading somebody's aura,
uh-huh.
depending on what's going on in their life, they will have a different reading, like from one day to the next?
Well, one day to the next, they will have a different reading, but one day to the next, unless they have like a very huge transformation, their colors will be, you know, approximately the same.
But they resonate at a certain color scheme, which makes up their frequency.
Exactly. And you have, like, you're born with one color, like you're an indigo.
Mm-hmm.
But you've been every color at different points of your life. You've vibrated at whatever frequencies you needed to facilitate whatever challenges you were at, depending on the time of your life. You've been a red, you've been an orange, you've been a yellow, you've been a violet. You've been all of the colors.
Mm-hmm.
But your home base is,
mm-hmm.
is, your soul color is indigo. You will probably most of your time, you know, overall be in that color, and you'll definitely feel the most at home when you're vibrating at your indigo, because that's your true color.
Yes, of true colors. Now, see, there's where that term comes from.
Yeah.
A person's true colors.
That's it. Your true colors will show
out. That's wonderful. I love that distinction.
Yeah.
I just want to check real quick. I thought I heard a caller come on. I just want to double check because it's hard to tell sometimes. Is there a caller? If there was, there isn't any more. So I'm going to go ahead and give out the phone number again in case somebody does want to call or wants to call back. Toll free in the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. For Canada, it is 888-815-9756. And direct, it's 530-876-3222. And Kate, I wanted to ask you, for the listeners in Canada and other places in the world who might be hearing this program, are there places on your website? I'm looking at it right now, but like I said, my internet, I think Jupiter's in retrograde right now.
Yes, it is.
And it's really playing with my Trio, my pager, my iTouch phone thing, and my internet. So is there a place on your website that shows products that you have for sale where somebody could call you with a credit card and order something?
Well,
or is that coming?
That's coming. There, you can kind of see the different product breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of get an idea of what we have.
Mm-hmm.
But, and there's some actual products that we actually just shot like a couple weeks ago that if someone sees it in the home art and home, you know, items that you would have in your home, like to add energy to your home, like
yes.
statues or art pieces,
mm-hmm.
those kinds of things. You can call and order those. Everything that you see in the those photographs is for sale.
Oh, great.
And if you act now, you can probably get it.
Act now. That's
yeah.
great.
Now, and then we're working on, you know, itemizing everything and getting it on so that you could have, go, you know, with a shopping cart.
I believe that that's going to be wildly successful because everything in your shop is just amazing. I'm wondering, in the Room of Ascension, there are some really fantastic statues in there.
Yes, and there's some big crystals, too, if you recall.
I do recall very,
yeah.
very much.
Yeah.
I think they made me higher than a kite.
Mm-hmm.
Are those for sale?
Yes, they are, absolutely.
Really?
Yep, they are all for sale, each and every one.
I think I saw a giant Buddha in there, if I'm
yes,
not mistaken.
Yes, there's a giant Buddha.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
He's hand-carved in Thailand from a family that does the statues. And they're very heavy. They're painted with gold leaf
mm-hmm.
and quite gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yes, stunning.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Stunning, holding a lot of great energy. And we have some smaller ones from the same family and some other ones from Bali and different places in Asia
mm-hmm.
where they create the statues.
So they come with their own inborn energy?
Absolutely. I mean, and the people over there that are carving these are, you know, they're very respectful. That's what they do, and you can tell by some of the pieces that they just have so much love.
Right.
You know, in the ones that are hand-carved, it's incredible. You can actually feel the love. And I swear to God, I know people are going to think I'm completely insane, but, like, we've gotten a statue, and it was a little bit out of wood, and it was a little bit old, and it was an antique, and it hadn't been polished, and we polished it, and I swear to God, that statue started smiling.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Well, you must have polished it in the right place.
Exactly.
That's wonderful. I wouldn't be surprised. Stranger things have happened.
Exactly.
So let's talk a little bit about the goddess wear. Where do you find those wonderful pieces?
Well, I have the prime goddess wear source.
I'm guessing you do. I have some of that.
Yes, and she's amazing, and we work together, and between the two of us, we've been able to, you know, get these incredible, you know, pieces in the shop. And, you know, the Aura Shop is not a clothing store.
No.
But I have a small line of selected, hand-picked, gorgeous goddess wear. And the reason I wanted to add clothing to my whole range of products was because I really felt that it was time for us women to reclaim our power, the queen, the goddess energy within us. And boy, when you put these clothes on, it helps, doesn't it?
Yes, and I got to tell you, I bought that goddess dress from your shop about a year ago, and mm-hmm. then I met my God-intended sacred partner who threw me a do-over prom because I said, where were you when I wanted, you know, when to prom? I said, you're the one I wanted to go to the prom with. He goes, well, then let's do a do-over prom for your birthday. So we did, and I wore the goddess dress,
wow.
and I can email you a picture of it.
It's
stunning dress. Everybody loved that dress. And John bought me a magic wand with a star on the end. And I, at the end of the evening in the goddess dress, I ask every guest there, what is the fondest wish of this lifetime? What legacy would they like to leave? And what is their fondest wish? And each person told me what their fondest wish was in front of everyone. And then I walked over with my wand and I granted their wish.
I love it.
Yeah, and it was really amazing. The energy shifted so much when we did that, and it was just incredible. And what a beautiful dress. And you had me try one on very much like the one I bought,
mm-hmm.
and I saw you laughed.
Yes, thank you for that.
just an amazing, amazing dress. And, you know, it's a red carpet dress. I mean, it's really...
Yep.
Perfect for going to the Academy Awards or anywhere.
We've actually sold some to people going to the Academy Awards, and we've actually sold some wedding dresses too.
I'm not surprised. So the dress I bought would probably make a nice wedding gown.
Absolutely.
I didn't think of that until right now. That's a good idea.
You could definitely get married in that.
What's that?
I said you could definitely get married in that dress.
Okay, well, my thinking cap is on.
Are you listening, John?
He's right behind me. He's giggling. Yeah. Oh, he's so cute. So, at any rate, I'm looking now at this email I got from the Aura Shop today about Reiki.
Yes.
And it's level 1 and 2.
Yes.
And it's a VIP invitation.
Mm-hmm.
And it is Saturday, June 7th. And it's a one day.
It's a one day.
Okay.
We do the accelerated plan at the Aura Shop. You could take Reiki one day, level 1, and then you could do it another day, level 2, and you could probably pay twice as much, too. But we found, especially in Los Angeles, we're on the intensive here.
Mm-hmm.
So we devised a way where we could teach level 1 and 2 very easily in one day.
And you do it at the shop there?
We do it here at the shop in our Room of Ascension.
Well, when there's that kind of energy going on in a space, the velocity that a person is able to learn is off the charts.
Definitely.
So it's from 1 to 6 p.m.
Yes.
And there are only 12 seats.
Only 12 seats.
And it says, are you ready to accelerate your healing process for humanity? I believe, what I'm getting from what I just read is that you know what I know, and that is every time you work on yourself, the whole world can feel your growth.
Absolutely.
And the frequency is raised by you raising your own.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
exactly
what I firmly believe.
That's quantum physics.
Yes, totally. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, discover how to deliver high vibrational healing energies and Reiki treatments to yourself, friends, family, and pets.
Mm-hmm.
And the Reiki class and attunement will increase synchronicity and spiritual awareness in your life, activate you to receive the energy and pass it on through your hands, teach you to rebalance the body's energy centers, raise your own vibration, and you benefit in your own healing process, allow you to feel more connected to your energy, and allow you to be more in control of your life, reduce stress, re-energize, and balance yourself. That's incredible that you get all that from Reiki. I wasn't familiar with it. Oh, I've heard of it many times, but I wasn't sure what it was.
You might want to join the class, Kate.
I'm looking at that. And it's Nicole is
Nicole's
the one who,
amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's incredible. It's an initiation.
Mm.
It really is. People come out of that room, I swear to God, some of them I don't even reckon. I'm like, do I know you? Your face can even change.
Mm.
Your energy changes.
Mm.
It's amazing. It's such an initiation.
Yeah, and her life purpose and passion is to guide others to follow their own unique pathways.
Yes.
And use their special gifts and skills to the highest potential.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
That's what her passion is.
Yeah, that's the whole concept of the Aura Shop,
mm-hmm.
to be a place for that to happen, and that's our life mission, and that's why we have this place, and that's what we work for, the love and the peace on the planet, basically, in a nutshell.
Yeah, and that's why I, on the promo I made for tonight's show, said, find magic in your own backyard.
That's it.
And it's a wonderful mission statement, and you are absolutely walking your talk over there, and that's the reason I wanted you on the show tonight, because spiritual Hollywood isn't all about, you know, trying to just reach some kind of stardom. It's in my opinion, can be used even more so to find out that you are made from the stuff you come from.
Exactly.
And a wonderful way to communicate that.
Exactly. And boy, do we love to work on our stars, let me tell you.
Yes, we do. And we're
we
made out
of coal. We're the healer to the stars, and we have a lot of very wonderful, famous people come through these doors. And we love to help them with their path and help them get more centered and more aware and more empowered. They have a lot of say out there, and they can take that, you know, and show people by their example. So
right.
We love helping, you know, celebrities with their path.
Yes. And, you know, oftentimes a celebrity can get scared of their own success when they're being stalked by paparazzi and it's new and they're just feeling out of sorts because they've lost their privacy and their autonomy and they've suddenly become an object in the world. I mean, that can be very hard to deal with.
Oh, I can just barely imagine.
Yeah. So it'd
be really tough.
You know, it's really necessary to rebalance from things
oh,
that
it,
remember
it,
your
so,
humanity.
It's so is. We wish a lot of the younger ones would come in, trust me.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
Please come in, you young ones. We'll help you.
Yes, we can help you.
Oh.
So it's, you know, it's easy to get detached from reality when you're, you know, not in a business that deals a lot with reality.
Absolutely, for sure. It's
so,
very challenging.
You know, a place of ascension can actually put your feet back on the ground.
Yes, but boy, what a place to make a difference in the world when you're a celebrity.
Absolutely. A role model.
It can be such a huge gift, and more people are using it like that.
Yes, and that's a wonderful thing, and that's why I have this radio show and do the work that I do. So what people will get if they take the Reiki workshop, and you do have only 12 seats, so it's very, very personal and
very private. Yeah, very private.
So they'll get a Reiki manual and a certificate as a level 1 and 2 practitioner.
Exactly.
For that.
Exactly.
And do you mind if I say the price?
No, please go right ahead.
And the class fee for level 1 and level 2, all done in one day on June 7th, you don't have to come back and do a level 2. You can just do it all in one day. It's from 1 to 6 p.m., is $395, and that's with the certificate and the Reiki manual. So that's looking pretty enticing to me.
Yeah.
And
I see you in the class.
Yes, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be looking at my calendar.
And talk about pets. Oh, my God. I just Reiki'd my pet to healing. I mean, everybody's like, oh, take him to the vet, take him to the vet. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't think. I want to try the energy thing first, I said to my friends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, and I swear to God, that stuff is so powerful. You know, he didn't have to go to the vet.
Uh-huh.
Pets love Reiki.
Well, I'm sure, because they're very sensitive to all kinds of things that humans aren't perceptible to. I mean, energy. I know that, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I'm the co-creator of quantum hypnotherapy, and when we give sessions, the animals kind of go crazy in the room because we're bringing a person back to their divinity in 2 hours under hypnosis and with intuitive life coaching, so we're using a lot of energy work, and we've had dogs just about break the door down.
Wow.
Or when we were uninstalling the old software of their owner.
Yep.
That's when they would really react to that, and then when we would install the new life blueprint, which is what I call the new software, the animals would then just want to be very, very close to their owner.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, they're very, very sensitive to that.
They are extremely sensitive.
Yeah. So I see how Reiki would be beneficial.
Oh, they love it, and they love going on that light table too.
Do they really?
Yeah, they love that light table.
well, that's great. And so they just love to lay there and sit still, and it's no trouble getting them to stay there.
Yeah. So we work on animals, and I have some products for animals, like little crystals you can clip on their dog collar so they can have crystal energy, too. And I have some CDs that are really beautiful, too, that have only frequencies for pets. So, because, you know, we have a lot of pets. People love animals. So there's a whole little, you know, section of stuff that we have for our animals.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I know that you have a great collection of books and CDs and DVDs.
Yes, a wonderful collection, if I do say so myself.
What's the hottest selling items that you have right now in books, CDs, and DVDs?
Well, I think Margaret Ruby's DNA activation DVDs are really powerful. Those are huge. I love her visuals and her words. They're amazing, and she really heals at the DNA level. And I think if you can go to that place, then you can have a much more powerful healing.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the J.J. Hertog's Keys of Enoch DVD called The Light Body. It's always been a really, really powerful seller. Those are like in the same category.
Mm-hmm.
Very transformational. Of course, Allison's CDs and books do really well because so many of us women need coaching on, you know, how to understand and how to relate to men, and because men are so different from women. So that's always, we've been selling her products for over a year now, and it was a delight to have her in the shop and share her experiences.
That's Allison Armstrong you're talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah, the PAX program, understandmen.com.
Yep.
Yeah, she's wonderful. She's definitely from another planet.
Totally.
Yeah, you just can't get that information in one lifetime here.
And thank God she's come to educate us.
Totally. Yep. Absolutely. It's just really great to be around her. And when we did the book signing there, the energy in the room was really, really fantastic, and she just lights up when she gets to teach.
Yeah, it was such a blessing and a gift to have her here.
Wonderful. So what are you looking at for the future of the Aura Shop that you're not doing yet that you want to do besides the online shopping?
Well, the original vision when my son and I opened the shop was that we would have an Aura Shop in every city.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of still remains our vision. The old world franchising doesn't quite resonate with me, and we would have to develop something kind of new that suits the energy of the shop, something more win-win and more appropriate. And I believe when that time comes, the right people will come into my life and be revealed to me. But that was actually the mission, was to develop a prototype, turnkey, you know, metaphysical store, and that kind of remains the way to the future. What I'm doing right now is I'm making this one, you know, the best that I can.
Mm.
I'm making the prototype, you know, really great, really beautiful, and everything's, you know, being put into manuals and you know, we're kind of getting ready to open more shops.
Yes. That's
that wonderful. That will remain to be seen where and how that comes. But that's how I opened the shop. I didn't know how or when or where. I just had the vision, and when everything fell into place, it was perfect.
And it always is. And what you just described was Acadiaism that I use. And it's faith is believing in and acting on the unseen.
There you go. I love it.
And that's what you did with Aura Shop.
That's what I do every day.
Yeah, that's fantastic. How many years have you had it?
Well, on the main street here, we just celebrated our fourth year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
Thank you. And you'll learn from the history on the website that we actually started the Aura Shop in a small kiosk in Century City Shopping Center.
Really?
So we were there for almost 4.5 years, and then we moved here. Yes, we started it very small, and we taught, you know, about aura and chakra and did our little readings and had a few crystals, a few pieces of jewelry, a few books, because you can't put too much on those kiosks. But we made it. We lived off that kiosk for 4.5 years, and then, you know, we knew we had to, you know, take it to a different level. So
Wonderful. I think that every city would benefit to have an Aura Shop in it.
Me too.
Because, you know, the energy that would come out of there would help just keep everybody's frequency up and improve the neighborhood just by that alone.
Absolutely.
You know, it could become the heartbeat of the little neighborhood.
Yes.
What made you choose the main street?
I didn't know what it was about the energy here, but I drove around L.A. when I knew we were moving, and I went to all the different places. I went to Melrose, and I went to Abbott Kinney, and I went to the Promenade, you know, the places where you would, you know, want to have, where you're going to have high traffic.
Yes.
And I always just came back to Main Street, Main Street, Main Street. I felt good when I drove down here. I saw the shop down here, and that's where I kept projecting, and I just kept seeing us here. I was actually telling people at the kiosk we're moving to Main Street, and they were like, oh, when? And I'd say, well, I'm not sure yet.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been revealed to me, but we are moving, so get on our email list.
Great. Right.
And eventually, it just kind of fell into, you know, our laps. It really literally did, and I got the lease on my birthday.
Aw.
Which was really a gift from the universe, and we took over the spot April Fool's Day, and we opened May Day.
Hmm.
Which is a very auspicious time to open because of the energy of May.
And not only that, but the first of the month is very powerful as well.
There you go. And we didn't plan on it. We never planned on any of this.
Right.
Trust me. It was divinely orchestrated.
Divinely orchestrated.
I just laugh because I couldn't have in my ego brain have thought it this good.
Right.
I couldn't have.
That's a great statement to make. And you know what? Being life is holographic, I bet all of your life is like that.
Pretty well.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful way to perceive your existence in life is that, you know, think it and it will come.
That's it.
So what got you involved with your fascination with auras?
Well, what got me involved was getting my aura read, like, on the old system.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say like about 25 years ago, they developed a camera. You had to put your hand on two
right.
biofeedback sensors. You had to sit there for a few minutes and not move. And they took a picture, measured your energy, and it took a long time to develop. It was a Polaroid camera.
Uh-huh.
And every time I got a chance, like if I would go to Sedona and they had one there, or if I would go to the Whole Life Expo or some kind of fair, spiritual, metaphysical, you know, fair, I would always get my aura taken.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw how accurate those biofeedback sensors were and how you could actually change your energy by the power of intention.
Right.
And it blew me away. And then several years later when I said to the universe, hey, I need a family business here. I'm tired of doing that thing out there for other people.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do my thing, and it has to be something amazing where I'm making a difference, and it has to be something spiritual. And what came to mind, I actually asked for this, what the universe showed me was us doing the aura readings in a high traffic area.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew then, this was 10 years ago this happened to me, that it was time to take it out there, mainstream.
Right.
And everybody thought I was insane.
Wow.
They really did. I mean, most people would say, what are you, I like aura photographs? Like, what is that? And what are you, like, in a mall?
Mm-hmm.
And we did it.
Yep. I love those stories where, you know, you make the, instead of saying impossible, you say I'm possible.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah. I love those stories.
Yeah.
So why don't you give our listeners your phone number there if you don't mind them calling to ask questions?
Oh, please, call anytime. And you can actually call. And if you, like today, a woman called me and she didn't want to drive in from the valley and she needed something from feng shui. And she told me an idea and I told her what we had and we established what she needed. And I just, you know, bundled it up and I'm mailing it tomorrow. So we do a lot of work like that, too. You can call me. I can actually take a picture of something and email it to you before we get, you know, the whole website going.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. The phone number is 310-584-9998.
Very easy to remember. Want to say it one more time?
Sure. 310-584-9998. We're open from 11 to 6 every day and 5 on Sundays.
Wonderful. And what do you do for fun besides all the fun you're having at the aura shop?
Well,
what are your hobbies?
I actually read a lot. I like to go hiking. I love hiking.
Mm-hmm.
I love to go to places like Sedona. I love to go to places like Mount Shasta. I love traveling to sacred sites.
Mm-hmm.
It's the energies in these sites is just incredible. I'm waiting right now to get the calling to go to Peru.
Mm.
I know I'm going to have to go before 2012, and I'm just waiting for it to be a priority. And when I hear the Peru now, I'm going to have to go there. So I love doing those kinds of things.
Well, you have a very good team who can run things while you're gone.
Yes, don't I?
You do,
yes,
and
I
that was very smart of you to do,
yes,
do that.
Absolutely.
Do everything else you need to do. I wanted to ask you about aromatherapy. How much do you know about aromatherapy, and how much do you have at the shop about that?
Well, aromatherapy is not a big item that we sell here, and it's not really our expertise. However, we do have a few oils, like the Moldavite oil, which I love, and I love Moldavite. It's the Tektite. It's a meteorite.
Mm.
And I have that oil, which is very interdimensional. And we carry the Orosoma line.
Mm-hmm.
And the Orosoma line is the two-toned color bottles that come from the UK.
Right.
And they are made of oils, plant essences, gemstone essences and oils, and herbs.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really find those extremely transformational.
And what do you do with those? You put them on the pulse?
You shake them up and you put them on your body.
Mm.
And they're all numbered, and you kind of tune in visually which one you're drawn to. And you will always, it's exactly the same when you purchase or you're drawn to a crystal or a piece of jewelry. When you tune into that energy of that vibration, whether it's an oil or a crystal, and you read the properties, you're always going, oh my God,
mm-hmm.
this is so right on. But you are so drawn to vibrations, you're always drawn to the exact thing that you need, whether it's an oil or a crystal.
Or a person.
There you go. Yes.
Totally.
Yeah.
I really believe that. So why don't you tell me a little bit about color and food? That's such an interesting...
Isn't it?
Color and food.
Yeah. Well, everything is a vibrational frequency.
Right.
So when you have the color in anything, it's a vibrational frequency. If you have the color in a piece of cloth, in a clothing, if mm-hmm. you have the color in a candle, if you have the color in a food...
Mm-hmm.
If you have the color in a crystal, it's all the vibrational frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And those colors match up to the vibrational frequencies of your seven major chakras.
Mm-hmm.
Red at the bottom, it's at the bottom of your spine, and then you go to your lower abdomen, which is orange. Your third is your just above your belly button, it's yellow. Your heart is, of course, the green and the pink energy. Your throat... Number five is the blue. Your third eye is in your forehead, right between your eyes. That's mm-hmm. the indigo.
Yep.
That's where you came in with your third eye fully open. That's why you're
yep.
so sensitive to all this stuff.
Yep.
And the violet is the purple right on top of your head.
Mm.
So when you eat those foods, you're getting the vibrational frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And when you study chakras and you learn all the different properties of each of the chakras,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty fascinating.
Well, we're just human rainbows.
There you go.
Yeah.
We are.
And to go find out what your colors are, you can actually wear those colors on purpose to keep yourself in balance and eat those foods that have those colors to keep yourself in balance and, cause things on purpose rather than by happenstance or just intuition itself.
Exactly. You can use color and energy.
Right.
Yes, consciously. Absolutely. Yes. But everybody is already doing it.
Yes.
To a degree.
Yeah, naturally.
Exactly.
Yeah. But sometimes, don't you know, I mean, I bet you've done this too, Kate, before you became so aware of color and aura and all of that, that, you know, didn't you wear a certain color and just feel off all day?
Yeah.
What color was that for you?
Red when I was really ungrounded.
Wow, yeah, red is a dynamic color to be wearing if you're not grounded.
And I noticed when I was getting very depressed and feeling like I didn't belong here because I couldn't find my true life purpose,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't at a point where, you know, in my evolution I could, you know, achieve that and be where I really wanted to be, and I was getting very depressed, I actually, when I started studying the chakras, noticed I didn't own any red clothes.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, no wonder, because red is grounding.
Mm.
I was so ungrounded.
Right.
I had, because of my spiritual energy, I could connect to very easily, but I couldn't get grounded enough to bring it through to the three-dimensional world so that I could use it.
That's very well said, and I know a lot of people who are going through that, and they don't understand what's going on with them. One minister at this sanctuary that I went to for a few years told me that I had a gift of bringing the meta to the physical.
Oh, wow.
And I said, I know that I do, and as a talent manager, when I would bring a client what they asked for, it would scare them, and I've lost more clients over giving them what they wanted than by not giving them what they wanted. And he said that I'm not to change a thing. If they can't handle the vibration, that's not my problem. I'm to keep bringing it through.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's very well said what you said about being grounded and an ability to bring it through.
Exactly, and that takes a lot of courage, Kate. So you should pat yourself on the back because, you know, going against mainstream, you know, what they call normal, which to us is abnormal,
mm-hmm.
you know, takes a lot of challenge, and it takes a lot of courage to do that. So
yeah.
Well, you stepped up to the plate and you did that, and you can see the fulfillment that it personally brings you.
Yes, it's very satisfying to help people discover themselves by telling my truth.
Yes, absolutely. I love that. Thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you for acknowledging me for doing that. I appreciate that a lot. And you know, all we need to do is tell our truth to somebody, and they get growth out of that, and
that's
so do we.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of us are afraid to do that because we were taught not to.
Yeah.
And so would it help people who are not fully self-expressed to get their aura read?
I think everybody should get their aura read. You know, I do a lot of special corporate events, and they love it. Everybody loves it. Everybody kind of wants to know what color they are and all about it.
Right.
And it's very insightful for anyone, regardless of where you are in your awareness. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great starting point.
Right. And it's really controversial and fun and, you know, it's the thing people are talking about around the water cooler the next day after they go to an event where that is offered.
Exactly. We give them a printout. You have something tangible in your hand. You can say, hey, look, I'm red. I'm passionate.
and you can discuss the different benefits of whatever colors you are, and it's like, no wonder I don't get along with so-and-so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If you've got two red people on your team, hey, you're in trouble.
That's interesting.
Hmm.
You know, that would be a really good way to select clients.
It's totally a good way. A lot of people use the Aura Video Station, the same system I have to do readings here in the shop and do the events. They use it for corporate team building.
That's great.
It's a fabulous tool.
That is. And, you know, I'm starting to get an idea that it's a great way to select key players in one's life. Like, you're attracting the people who will help you get an aura shop in every city. It would be a good idea to do these people's colors, you
Absolutely.
Know, for you go into business together.
It tells a lot.
Yes, it does. That's very smart.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to invite you at this time. First, I want to thank you again, Kate, for making time tonight to be on the show and to express yourself so wonderfully and to do the wonderful work that you're doing. I just wanted to honor you and celebrate you by having you on tonight and invite all of the listeners to go and see what you have at your very, very special shop, which I'm, you know, I was so drawn to it the very first time I went there. And it just feels like a home to me when I go there. It doesn't matter how long it's been since I've been there. It feels like home.
Oh, thank you.
And I want to thank you for all the great work that you're doing and give your website one more time. It's www.aurashop.com. That's AuraShop.com. And I want to invite you for the last minute and a half we have of the Spiritual Hollywood Hour to just share spontaneously and trust whatever it is your guides have to say to the listeners. There are people who need to hear something that you have to say tonight. And if you could sum it up in 60 seconds, what would that be?
For me, it's an honor to be of service, and I am very grateful that I have this position and a place to share with people. And I invite everybody to seek your true life purpose and go for that little deep, deep voice inside you, inside your heart, that shows you the direction that you need to go in. Because it's there. Stop thinking so much. Bring your energy into your heart. That's where your guidance is, and that's where all your answers lie, deep within your heart.
Nicely said. And I call that my knower.
Yeah, that's a good way. Yes, your knower.
Knows. Your knower knows
yeah,
everything.
That's it. And what do? We keep ourselves in our head, we think, we obsess, we analyze, it's crazy.
Well, the new consciousness is having us more in our heart, and
yes.
I'm doing everything I can personally, like you are, to help facilitate that that midwife that new consciousness into being. And there's a momentum that can't be stopped, and I'm very excited about that. It's a great time to be alive.
It is.
It
We're on a roll. The new earth has arrived.
Absolutely.
It's here, and it's within each and every one of us.
Yes, yes, and I think everybody should investigate the Sedona method, too, while
you're
at it.
Oh, yeah, I love that. That's,
yeah.
And that place is unbelievably transformational. A must go for everybody on the planet.
Absolutely. So I just want to invite everybody now at the end of the Spiritual Hollywood Hour just to stand up, really tall, take a deep breath, and love yourself. And remember, the last six letters of attraction are action. So get out there and create the life that you love in this physical body and make the best of it and make your wishes come true and everybody else's will too. Thank you again, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next week. Have a wonderful week. And thanks again, Kate.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.